Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls. A lot you can do there. A lot you can get involved with. Get involved with us, period. The Real Side, right? Head over there. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can sign up for a text message or text alerts simply by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You know, and I know people are going nuts with this. And I get it. Please understand, I am not trying to diminish how serious this virus is. All right, and frankly, any virus we're not ready for, any cold, any flu that we're not ready for, it is a problem. All right? Now, we hear pandemic, and it's almost like listening, hearing IRS, right? Yeah, get all puckered up, you get all nervous, you break out in a sweat. I got it. And basically, all pandemic means that it's prevalent over a whole country or the world as a whole. So it's just, you know, it's one of those words, just like when you call somebody ignorant, you think you've called them the worst thing in the world. And all ignorant really means is you're ignorant to that specific topic or issue or what have you, whatever it is you're talking about. But, you know, we've got a lot of uneducated people now that think they're educated. And when you talk about what some of these diseases through history, if you would be, that have wiped out millions of people. You know, when you get down, I mean, I can go all the way back to the early hundreds, right? The plague of Justinian, 541 to 542. There were 50 million people that died. And I realize, okay, I'm going way back, but I want to give you some ideas. The Black Death, bubonic plague, remember? You wouldn't remember. You wouldn't be around anymore. But 200 million people died in that. Smallpox. Back in the 1520s, which we found out was small, 56 million people died. You want to come more into the modern era, if you would? You had, the cholera? In 1870 through 1923, you had over a million people killed from that. They called it the third plague. There were 12 million people killed in 1855 worldwide. Then the next big one that really just did people in, the Spanish flu. And I found out reading an article earlier today that remnants of the Spanish flu are still around. You know, the dead cells or whatever it is, you know, the hints or traces of the virus are still around. 40 to 50 million people died. Right? That was 1918, 1919. It wasn't like it was 3 million years ago. And then you had the Russian flu. That was, 1889 to 1890. Another 1 million people killed. Probably more than that because, you know, the Russians are so accurate about reporting. Then you have HIV AIDS. My God, you know, 35 million people. And that's still presently active. Where were the people buying out the supermarkets then? for somebody, you know, getting all the toilet paper to get their hands on, right? 57, 58, you know, my dad reminded me of this. I talked to him today, asked him, you know, where he was at with everything that was going on. As he's sitting in his retirement home in Florida. He talked, you know, the Asian flu back in 57, 58 killed over a million people. Hong Kong flu, all through the year, late 60s, early 70s. I remember that. I didn't, too young to really understand, but I remember it. And then SARS, 770,000 people killed, swine flu. These were all modern era, if you would, after 2000. 200,000 people killed with the swine flu. Right now, if you look at the numbers today, now think about that. Swine flu, 2009, 2010, 200,000 people killed. We have 200,000 people as of today, and I know the numbers change on an hourly basis, but the last time I checked, 200,000 people came down with the swine flu. I'm sorry. 200,000 people have been tested positive for the coronavirus. 8,400 people have died. 87,000 have recovered. Right? Almost half have recovered. Now, I realize you're going to see those numbers skyrocket in some areas. South Korea taking a nosedive. They haven't shut anything down. They haven't shut down a restaurant, a bar, anything. Why is that? You think they're not reporting properly? I'm just asking. And again, if you're just tuning in, I want to be clear. I'm not trying to diminish the importance or the seriousness of this, but I'm trying to put it in perspective. I'm trying to find out why there are lines 2 miles long to buy toilet paper. I'm just really stuck on this. MERS, 850,000 people were killed. That's still active today, by the way. Ebola, remember, we were on track to lose at least a million people, right? 30,000 contracted it, 11,000 died. An enormous, right, enormous rate for death. Now, the coronavirus, I already gave you the numbers, still active, right? I mean, so you think about this, you know, and then they're trying to pin it on the president. He was trying to get people out of China when he first heard about this. And he's the bad guy, right? So again, could somebody tell me what's the toilet paper all about? Dave Sussman joins me right after the break. I always love when he's on the show with me. We never get to see each other, but here we go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, if you want text alerts, it's really simple. I mean, seriously. I get it down to a sixth grade level for you, okay? Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Always a pleasure. But my bigger pleasure is bringing on one of my guest hosts and a good friend and a guy that I love to talk politics and economics with and what have you. Dave Sussman joins me, host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. Dave, this is the only time I get to talk to you, man.
Joe.
I got to bring you on the show.
Get to talk with you soon.
You know? Oh, one of these nights I'll make it out to one of your whiskey and bourbon deals, seriously.
Yeah, well, we gotta get through all this first, because I don't think that's going to be happening for a while.
Well, no, I know. You know, I don't think people, look, There's two parts to this for me. One is in the first segment I went through, and I'm not going to do it again. You're an astute guy. I went through all the main pandemics that we've had, you know, in the last 100, 150 years. Even to the point of talking about, we've forgotten about HIV, you know, and AIDS, which is still present. It's still active. It's still something that we're dealing with. We've lost 35 million people to that. And you're a little younger than I am, but, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, we had the Hong Kong flu. 1 million people died. But that was a big deal. So we can hit all of these. The thing I'm really having a problem with is the panic of people, you know, lines a mile long to buy toilet paper, paper towels, and that kind of thing. Stores are being emptied out. And I believe, I'm sorry, and you could, and feel free to tell me I'm wrong, I think people are hoarding out of fear. Because this stuff is going to make it to the supermarket no matter what. You're going to be able to get your food at the supermarket, but when you hoard it like this, you create a problem. Help me out. Am I way off?
Yeah, I think we've all gone to the market over the past week and been absolutely mortified to see these empty shelves. It looks like something out of Bernie
Venezuela.
Or Soviet Russia from the 1980s. It's pretty scary. But yeah. Here's the issue with all of that. Right now, the supply chains in the United States are working fine. Most of the stuff that we're buying in those stores are manufactured in the United States, and there is not a supply issue.
Right.
But if this gives you some kind of indication as far as what a serious slowdown with the economy looks like, I'm deeply concerned at this stage. And I come on your show, we have a good time, we talk about politics, we talk about, you know, the ins and outs of elections and so on and so forth. This is unprecedented what we're seeing right now, Joe.
Right.
I'm really concerned. And for those that don't know, outside of radio and my show, I have a small business that I work in providing solutions to small businesses that are in trouble. We do something called business debt restructuring and capital acquisition. I've been doing it for 26 years, not to age myself. And I've gone through several recessions. We went obviously through the big one, 2008, 1991. We had the dot-com boom in 1998. We had, you know, right after 9/11. I thought 2008 was the worst that we would ever see. I need to phrase this in a way that doesn't sound alarmist, but half of the jobs in the United States right now are at risk. 80 million.
Right.
In the United States economy are at high or moderate risk today, and this is based upon an analysis from Moody's Analytics that came out last week. That's more than half of the 153 million jobs in the economy overall. And when I say at risk, I'm talking about being laid off, being furloughed, or being completely let go altogether. Because when stores and airlines and hotels and amusement parks and sporting events and, you know, when we're talking about all of that, it doesn't take into account the downstream from that is the dry cleaners who clean the dresses and the clothes that we would wear to work, and it's the hairstylists and the babysitters and the dog walkers and the restaurant workers and everybody else. And these stores and these outlets, they can't afford to stay open because they're not getting any revenue, so they can't afford to make payments to their employees.
Right.
And it isn't just the service sector.
It's the same thing we talk about when a factory closes, right? You know, it's not just the factory workers. It's the local electricians, plumbers, and carpenters who take care of the houses of the factory workers. You're right. The dog walkers, the hairdressers, the grocery store people. So I get it. It has a bigger effect. But I'm suspect that, like as in the Ebola situation, how we were sure it was going to plow through and kill all these people, and people started getting nervous, but nothing closed down. I went through my town today. It was like a ghost town. It was like somebody said at 12:01, the atomic bomb is going to go off in the middle of the city, so get out now while you can. That's exactly what it looked like. There was nobody on the streets. And I'm telling you, I agree with you, so let's just be clear. I agree with you that based on what I'm seeing happen even this week, we're going to have a major issue. from an economic standpoint, from people not working, from, you know, the unemployment claims that they're expecting. They're expecting to jump on pretty quick. I'm hoping some of the stimulus that they're talking about, giving some of these businesses, will help in that light. But I don't know to what end, because they're already playing politics with it, right?
Yeah, listen, I don't think that what the government is doing right now, and I don't blame Trump or the government for this. If you step back from this, Trump was given a choice. Any person, any president in his position was going to be given the same choice, and it is allow millions to die or crash the economy. It's a binary decision.
Right.
Allow millions to die or crash the economy. That's exactly what the president was faced with. And as a human being, obviously, he's going to say the economy will rebound. But this is in no way, Joe, a V-shaped curve. This is, everybody's talking right now, oh, you know, we're crashing, but we're immediately going to come back. We're going to pick up. We're going to turn the light switch back on, and the machines are going to turn back on again in June, July, August, whenever it's going to be. And everybody's going to be back to work. And you can't stop the economy and just start it again and expect
right.
it to be picking up right where it left off.
Right. No, that's, you don't just turn the key and make it happen. I get that. You know, a lot of these stores that have shuttered, a lot of the ones that I went by today and looked at and was thinking to myself, oh, my God, you know, you can't get into that parking lot today. You could drive a truck through there and make U-turns and circles in a parking lot. It was so empty. So I get
yeah.
it. There's a lot of those people that are going to need help, and they're going to need help in a lot of ways. So, but I don't, I agree with you. I don't know if I see the apocalyptic viewpoint that some have of today. We'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Dave Sussman's with me, host of the Dave Sussman Show. Don't go far. Seriously, heat up your coffee, get your drink, come on back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America is still not out of the woods from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health was on Fox.
There are certain parts of the country that got hit early and had community spread, like in Washington State. New York right now is
yes.
having a particularly difficult problem. That's the way you're going to see it. over the next few weeks. You're going to see not a homogeneous evolution of it. It's going to be this way throughout the country.
One state has asked for a hospital ship to help handle the potential patient load, but the Navy says the ship, the USNS Comfort, will not be ready to arrive in New York until around mid-April. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explains.
The Comfort's currently in for maintenance in Norfolk, and so they're going to expedite the maintenance that they can and prepare it. That's not a day's issue. That's a week's issue.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to be clear about something, because I get emails during the show sometimes, and I am not diminishing the effect, the seriousness of this virus. Please don't take it wrong. I am simply trying to bring out, and one of these nights I'm going to have a psychologist on one of these nights. I am simply bringing out what caused people to go running to the supermarkets to clean them out, especially with paper towels and toilet paper. I mean, would somebody drop a bug in the air? Was there something on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, DEFG? What caused them to go, holy crap, we need to get down there now? If we are that easily swayed as a society, if we are that ignorant that we don't understand how this works, my God, this is nothing. This virus is nothing compared to what will happen to us if we keep up with this level of ignorance. Anyway, let me bring on one of the smartest guys I know. David Sussman joins me, host of the Dave Sussman Show and also Whiskey Politics. And love Whiskey Politics. You got to catch that. Go online and check it out. Dave, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got toilet paper, paper towels, and a woman that loves me and loves the cook. So we're great over here.
This is the four ingredients to a happy life.
Yeah. So, but back to what you were saying about businesses and small businesses, the mom and pop businesses. You know, some of these people live paycheck to paycheck, week to week. Some of these small businesses, they've been holding 3 checks. They're waiting for the cash flow so they can actually, you know, cash their checks from 3 weeks ago. This is going to be a big hit for them. And if the government, a lot of people are very unhappy, especially a lot of conservatives are unhappy with the government stepping in. I'm saying, look, if they don't step in, we become Venezuela North. You don't have to agree with me. Tell me what you think.
Well, no, this is really the funny thing because, you know, we're talking and you and I are free market guys. We're conservatives. Most of your listeners are right of center free market people. And now we're having a discussion about whether the printing presses at the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government start printing $1 trillion or $2 trillion. And does it really matter at this point because we're $23 trillion in debt? And is it going to make any difference to people if they're going to get $1,000 a month? Is it going to make any difference if the SBA are going to start giving people disaster relief, which most people will not get, by the way? Don't think that's an easy thing to get. And so what are we looking at here? Now, do we want to bail out the airlines? Well, of course, none of us want to bail out the corporations, especially, you know, when they're charging us $60 to bring a bag on board. But what happens when we come out of this, and I don't think it's going to be a V-shaped recovery. I think it's going to be a U-shape with a very long U at the bottom, a base at the bottom. It may impact the election, unfortunately. But what's going to happen is that we will come out of this. There will not be millions of people that die. There will be thousands of people that die. And when we do come out of this, we do need the transportation infrastructure. We do need the trucking lines. We do need the airlines. We do need to start to, you know, because we will get back to normal eventually. This is not Armageddon. The problem that I have is how this is all now. We're in my mind, we're in the first week. Okay, yeah, I know we've been leading up to it, but, you know, a week ago tonight, I was in a room with Les Elder and Candace Owens with 900 people.
Right.
Okay, so that feels like months ago. It was 7 days ago. So this is really the first few days of lockdown, and people are already antsy. How do you think they're going to be feeling in 2 weeks and 3 weeks? I just learned that my youngest son's school, he's in middle school, is now done. It's going to be done for the rest of the year. My oldest son, he's in college. He's done for the year. I want to get a refund because I'm not paying for a dorm now. He's back at home with mom. But here's the problem. Joe, listen, my heart and your heart goes out to all those impacted personally by this, you know, from the standpoint of the physical aspect. But more of us, everybody, is going to be impacted economically, whether or not you have COVID-19 itself. And you know, the governments around the world are rightly focused on trying to contain the pandemic, as they should. But the tragic impact, beyond everything we're seeing happening right now in Italy and China and Iran, apparently this has just blown up, and other countries in the world, and here in America, where there are some people that are dying from this. But the vast majority of people are not going to get this. If they do get it, 85% of them will recuperate.
Yep.
Most of them don't even know they have it.
That's true.
Because it's symptoms like a cold or whatever it may be, and you just go on with your life. But world leaders, you know, we talked about this earlier, world leaders are forced to make this binary decision right now, allow millions of people to die or crash the economy, and the economy is being crashed. And so I'm not trying to be an alarmist here, but people got to go into cash. They got to realize that they're going to be alone, that nobody's going to come and pay them their whatever it is that they're making on a monthly basis. You might get $1,000 or two. Okay? The unemployment, yeah, maybe. Okay? That's fine as well. But I got to ask you a question, Joe. We're week one. What happens in week four or eight or 12 if it continues like this? We're seeing shortages of lines in the market. Are you concerned that we're going to have some kind of civil breakdown of some kind?
Without look at, and I knew eventually somebody would get around to that question. I do, but the civil breakdown, if you would, because you're already seeing it. You're seeing stupid things, people fighting, going to fists over, you know, a roll of paper towels in the store. You're watching people yell and scream each other in the store. I'm watching the lines at the gun shop. I'm not afraid of guns. I'm not even afraid of owning one or people who own them. But at some point in time, when I can't feed my kid anymore, right? When I get to that point where I can't get out to get food maybe, or when I go to get food, somebody's already taken it all. Yeah, you're going to start seeing some problems in those lights. But again, this goes back to what I said to you before. I think psychologically people are doing this to themselves. And they're doing it based on what mainstream media is feeding them. So this will blow up. You're right. This will get worse. I think some of these places that have been even temporarily shuttered, where you can only go through drive-through, which Dave, I don't know a lot about medicine. Maybe you do. But seriously, I mean, you're taking it from somebody who's been taking stuff from people all day. You know, the servers that are going out to the sidewalk. You're telling me nothing's going to switch hands or change hands there? Come on, give me a break. You know, you can't isolate this thing in totality. South Korea, they've seen a massive drop in the amount of cases that they're seeing. They've been on this forever. They've closed down nothing. They haven't closed down restaurants. They haven't closed down places where people come together. What are they doing that's different? So I don't know.
South Korea is definitely different because of a population base. It is a peninsula. Okay, it isn't. I mean, you got to think about it from the standpoint of the fact that the United States of America is 50 different countries and it's open borders.
Right.
Right. So you've got. I'm not talking about northern and southern border. I'm talking about borders between states. So you've got a commerce hanging around. I mean, if you take a look at the map a week ago, you know, there were only a handful of states that had deaths, and now it's 50 states.
Right.
So, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a specialist or a scientist or a pandemic expert or an epidemiologist. But the fact is that, you know, we all have learned as much as we can over the past few weeks on this thing. And
I believe this will come out of ignorance. It'll come out of fear and ignorance. That we've done such a puke-poor job of educating people that they don't really understand how all this works. And that's what causes the fear, and I think that's what's going to cause the violence. Personal opinion.
Yeah, listen, you and I are both family men, okay, and most people listening to your show are as well. And you know, if we couldn't provide for our kids in some way, we would make sure that we got food to our kids' tables. Okay,
right.
Whatever that took. And, you know, that will happen. And you will have people that will be breaking off, that will be fighting, that will be breaking out. I don't think that will happen to a certain extent, but you've been reading the same reports that I've been reading, and the National Guard is ready to go in a lot of different states, including California. You know, there's discussion on National Guard. Now, I lived in Vegas in the 1990s, but I came home. My parents were living in Woodland Hills at the time, which happened to be 3 miles from the epicenter of the Northridge earthquake. And you were there. You were around for that. You felt it.
Yep.
4:31 a.m., 40 seconds, longest 40 seconds of my life. And I remember seeing the National Guard on Ventura Boulevard walking up and down the street with M16s. Okay? and so I did see that as a threat upon my civil rights. I knew what it is that they were doing. They were trying to prevent looting.
You can't hear that music, but we're going to break. Come back. I want to finish that thought, and then I want to move on to what's going on in California. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Let you know what's going on in the show, who the guests might be, and that kind of stuff. So I do appreciate your time with me. But let me just get right back to him because I don't get to see the guy that often. When he fills in for me, he's a guest host here frequently on the show. It's because I'm out doing something else. So it's not often we actually get together and we get to talk and have a good time. Dave Sussman joins me, host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. Dave, again, thanks for spending some time with me.
Thanks, Jeff. Always a pleasure.
All right, so let's get back to the business at hand, which is, you and I are both worried about the same thing, but maybe in a different way a little bit. You know, where business is, how are businesses going to come back? How are businesses going to weather this? You know, you didn't go, but I just went to CPAC. And, you know, the hotels there were just, you couldn't move around the place. And now it looks like a ghost town. And there's tens of thousands of rooms in the area that we were in. So this is hitting the economy hard. You know, are you thinking that $1.4 trillion is going to fix this or help keep it together?
No.
Or you think it's just going to put your thumb in a hole in the dam?
No, I don't. I think that there's two reasons I don't think that's going to work. A, it's they have to keep liquidity flowing into the economy, and I get that. That's why they're going to be doing what they're doing. But it is not a natural course of events. The economy is a living, breathing entity. It expands and it contracts. Okay, it expands, you have boom times. It contracts, you have recessions. And what, I don't want to get too geeky right now, but this is what I do in my day job. We haven't had a contraction, a major contraction, since 2008. So it's now 12 years. And many of you people in the audience, many of the listeners in the audience, know that the average recession, that it's the period in between boom times and recessions, is averaging between 7 and 8 years if you go all the way back to the 1950s.
Right.
So we're now our 12th year without a recession, and the reason for that is because the economy after 2008 and Bernanke and then Obama and what they were doing with essentially quantitative easing, they were printing money in the back printing shop of the Federal Reserve and putting it into the marketplace through a system called quantitative easing. They were basically buying securities and financial instruments. And this was a way for them to get billions of dollars of cash into the economy.
Right.
They pulled back a little bit, but they never really ever stopped doing this. And that is why we haven't technically had a recession in now 12 years. And I've been saying now for years, long before President Trump, that what we're doing right now is we're blowing up a balloon that is going well beyond its elasticity. And what's going to happen is that the explosion, when it pops, is going to be even worse. And
yep.
Over the past couple of months on my show, and maybe even on your show when I guest host, I've been worried about what is referred to as a black swan event. I said Donald Trump is a shoe-in for re-election based upon the economy, unless we have a black swan event. Could be a war or a pandemic or something along those lines. And we're now in that black swan event. And so, you know, this is for the Democrats, everything that they wanted. And I'm not suggesting Democrats wanted anybody to die. I'm not saying that, Democrats. But we go back to Bill Maher in the fall of 2018 or 19. What we need is a recession so President Trump doesn't want to win re-election.
Yep.
And now we're looking at a serious problem as far as the electability of President Trump. The Democrats have got daggers out for him right now. I mean, the insanity of these people that are coming out. Four questions today at the press conference
made me nuts. Made me nuts. I'm on the same page as you. Those guys, they should have threw them out of the room, you know? Anyway.
Four questions. I mean, this is, you know, they're focused on maybe that some people might be offended.
Yep.
People are dying, and the economy is coming to a crash. You have no idea what's about to happen, White House correspondents and pool reporters.
They don't care.
We're going to have more suicides because of this economy that's about to hit us like a tidal wave than we are going to have deaths in coronavirus. I promise you that right now.
Yeah, crazy. Just craziness going on out there. All right, listen, I want to hit something that I didn't come back to because I had that one question in my head, which was you asked about civil unrest, and I said I think that it will happen, and I'm not so sure that the, you know, everybody's going to try to blame it on the MAGA guys or the preppers or what have you. I don't think so. I think it's going to be those people that aren't ready, that weren't ready, that can't cope. All right, you know, already in California, San Francisco, we've had a lockdown going on down there. Up there, sorry. And, you know, you've got other cities that have pseudo-lockdowns going on where people can only come out for certain reasons. They want you to stay off the street. People won't be able to handle that. They don't know how to be with themselves anymore. You know, to your point, you know, after the earthquake, you saw the, you know, the National Guard in the streets. People were fighting then over what little resources were available to San Fernando Valley and what have you. So, and there's no... In this case, there is no debris. Do you know what I'm saying? There aren't buildings that are sitting where people are dead in those buildings because the buildings have fallen down in an earthquake. People don't really understand what's going on here. I believe that.
Well, my biggest concern, we're such a thin thread away from total, you know, collapse. And I've always thought that. It isn't just now, and I'm not just saying that now to alarm people. But what's keeping things okay right now is that you can generally still go to the store, you can still get some food, not maybe all the food you want, certainly can't get toilet paper and paper towels because of the hoarders, okay? Hopefully most stores will prevent people from doing that now, because when you and I see those pictures of people with 50 pallets of paper towels, they're disgusting. They should be locked up.
Yeah.
But there's a report that just came out tonight. It's breaking news on the Wall Street Journal. And it is saying that as trucking capacity is getting tighter, as demand surges from retailers and manufacturers to replenish stores and distribution centers, mostly cleaned out by shoppers stockpiling food and sanitizing hot supplies, it is now suggesting that truckers are facing coronavirus hurdles in keeping the supply chains moving. This is a deeply concerning issue, because if truckers are facing challenges on highways and at loading docks, they're trying to keep the supply chains running, and it slows things down, then you're talking about people fighting in the streets. Then you're talking about people, you know, normal people. I'm not talking about your everyday criminals. I'm talking about a dad that wants to provide for his kids.
Right.
And this is where things start to unravel really quick. Listen, we're in day three of this lockdown. That's it. It feels like it's months already.
Yeah.
It's really, really moving slow.
But the ignorance of the people getting information out to us. So you, again, I'm not trying to take a swipe at the Wall Street Journal, but what other way to really get people crazy is when you talk about truckers maybe not being able to deliver food now. I mean, some of this to me, Dave, is manufactured to a degree. And you know, you saw that press conference. You took away the same thing I did. I actually sat here and watched it and said to myself, these people have an IQ of 4.5. You're asking him questions about things that have absolutely nothing to do. Why do you keep calling it the Chinese virus? Why do you have to get... shut up. Next.
Well,
that's what I'd be doing.
To be fair to the Wall Street Journal, this is an association, the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, basically a trucking lobbyist group. And they asked the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which is the U.S. regulator of trucking operations, to make sure that truck stops remain open and that the rest stops remain open and this and that. And all Wall Street Journal is doing is saying that there is a concern that this lobbying group of truckers is saying that they're closing down, you know, truck stops and this and that because of the coronavirus. And these guys need to get to where they're going.
I got it. I hear you. I'm going to ask you a question that's going to take, you know, 12 minutes to answer, but you don't have 12 minutes to answer. Another comment, by the way, I don't know if you read the article about Amazon yesterday where they're only shipping the essential, right? Essential toilet paper, you know, stuff like that. And they're not receiving goods in anymore from the small mom-and-pop operations because, you know, they can't trust that they're going to be clean and good and what have you, which is going to put a lot of those people out of business. But there's no money in the system anyow. And you and I have had this conversation before. You know, when you talk about money trading hands and going through the system and who's got what money, where, and how, there's all numbers on a piece of paper. Nobody's really printing any money to speak of. There's no gold that backs all this up anymore. So I've always said the same thing over and over and over again. You know, we're always worried about where's the money going to come from. We don't have the money to pay for the stuff. We never did. It's all numbers on a piece of paper.
We don't. And most people don't have more than a couple of months of reserves. Most people don't even have that.
Right.
So,
majority of people, I just read an article, said the majority of people have 2 weeks worth of bills. I mean, 2 weeks worth of money to live.
So a lot of rent is going to go unpaid next month. A lot of mortgages are not going to be paid in the next couple of months. And we're at the beginning of this. This thing is going to spiral really, really quickly. So everybody just needs to kind of lock down, protect your kids and your families, and try to, you know, make sure that you've got enough cash on hand as well. Because if liquidity crisis occurs, as it was about to be in 2008 before TARP was implemented, and I don't see that happening now, but you never know anymore. Because this thing has spiraled out of control in the past 72 hours. I couldn't have remarked it.
Well... All right, people, you need to catch him, the Dave Sussman Show or Whiskey Politics, either one. Google him. You can find him. He's got very smart. He's smarter than I am, I'm telling you, whether you believe me or not. Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit. Pastor David Hague's going to join me, and we're going to talk about faith or fear. What are you living in? We'll be back in a bit.